News bait. It's LBS News. Welcome to the English Newscast on 90.3 LBS Radio.
Good evening. I am Stanley Bele with the news in the headlines. Persons with disability in Dokolo thank government for increasing their grant. 180,000 teachers without degrees at risk of losing jobs, and Nigerian police chief sentenced to prison. All these stories and more coming your way on 90.3 LBS Radio just in moments. Dokolo District is set to join the rest of the country in commemorating the International Day for Persons with Disabilities, which is slated for Saturday, 3rd December in Kole District. According to the District Mail Councillor Dennis Ebiu, the district authorities have pledged to support and facilitate the PWDs to the national celebration venue, although Lango Broadcasting Service could not verify the statement from the Chief Administrative Officer of Dokolo. Ebiu said the sub-county councillors are expected to be facilitated to the venue by the respective local governments. He said those expected to attend the national celebrations in Kole are the district councillors and sub-county councillors. He lauded the government of Uganda for increasing its allocation budget for PWD grants from 6.6 billion to 16.6 billion shillings.
No, that we are appreciating is that, one, the grant that they are giving us, they are giving the grant, the grant that they give people was very low, but at least it has been increased from 5 billion to 16 billion. That is a very good change and benefit that we have got now currently from the government. We appreciate them for that. Then, actually, the right that has been given to persons with disability, it is another achievement that the government has given.
The Dokolo District Mail Councillor for Persons with Disability, Honorable Bill, speaking there. He, however, pointed a finger at some local governments in Dokolo and the leaders who do not adapt to an all-inclusive government projects by sidelining persons with disabilities. The theme for this year's celebration is Leadership and Mindset Change, a tool for inclusive development. The theme is in light of amplifying awareness about abilities of all forms of disabilities and encourage the leaders at all levels to stop stereotype and misconceptions about disability, but enhance their abilities of the PWDs as well as their potential. The teachers in Uganda are at the risk of losing their jobs unless they upgrade to degree level in the next 8 years. A 2020 baseline survey report by the Ministry of Education established that 180,000 teachers qualify as diploma holders and below. Of these, 126,000 are grade 3, while 65,000 are diploma holders, some of whom are deployed in public and private schools. While a total of 360,000 teachers exist in the whole country, the Commissioner for Teacher Education Training and Development at the Education Ministry, Jonathan Kamwana, explained that not all the teachers are in active practice. Kamwana further explained that those close to retirement age will not be required to upgrade, but all those to be admitted by next year must have a degree. In a statement to officially announce the National Belated Teachers' Day celebrations today, State Minister for Higher Education John Chrysostom Muyingo re-echoed that government would not resign the requirement as contained in the National Teacher Policy that the cabinet approved in 2019, despite the challenges and misgivings over the last 2 years. The Uganda National Teachers Union UNATU Secretary General Philbert Baguma said, while the shift is welcome as a means to improve quality of education, government needs to intervene to facilitate teachers financially, either by subsidizing the upgrading process or offering the loan scheme. Professor Pontiano Kalebu, the director of Uganda Virus Research Institute, has explained that there are still futile efforts to develop a vaccine against human immune deficiency virus, HIV, due to rapid mutation and complexity. The Uganda Virus Research Institute director was addressing a three-day science symposium which started on Monday at the Research Institute in Entebbe. Researchers from Uganda, Kenya, and the United Kingdom, UK, met in Entebbe while others were deliberating virtually on Zoom to define the research agenda for a study project covering Uganda and Kenya related to immunization. Kalebu mentioned an HIV vaccine which was developed and tried in Thailand as well as in South Africa, but could only provide 30% effectiveness. He, however, revealed that studies are still ongoing to develop a more efficient vaccine against HIV. The newscast comes your way on 90.3 LBS Radio. Now we take a look at stories coming beyond our borders. The High Court in Nigeria sentenced the country's police chief to 3 months in prison for disobeying a court order. The ruling followed a lawsuit by a police officer who was fired in 1992. The officer challenged his forceful retirement and his dismissal was later quashed in court. The High Court ruled that Inspector General Usman Alkali Baba should serve the jail sentence unless he reinstates the police officer. So far, the police force has failed to comply. General Usman Alkali Baba said the police force was studying the ruling to decide on what action to take. Now, to wind up the newscast, here is a look at the main stories once more. Persons with disability in Dokolo district laud the government for increasing their grant. 180,000 teachers without degrees at risk of losing jobs and Nigerian police chief sentenced to prison. That's all we had for you this evening. Thank you for listening. Catch up with our same bulletin at 6:30 in Luo.
That was the English newscast on 90.3 LBS Radio.